This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Now, starting next year, new appointments in the public service may no longer be made under the permanent and pension schemes. Instead, it will be replaced with an improved contractual scheme, and this is according to announcements made by the Public Service Department Director General Borhan Dollah yesterday.
Yeah, he said the move was decided at a special reform committee meeting in October last year that wanted the service to be minimised in phases and based on needs. It also aims to reduce the pension burdens for the government, which now stands at almost 28 billion ringgit.
So the changes are targeted to save the government about 5 billion ringgit a year, yeah?
Yes, so for more insights into this, we turn this morning to Tan Sri Raymond Navaratnam, former civil servant and chairperson at the Asian Strategy and Leadership Institute. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Tan Sri. Now, what do you think about this proposed change for new appointments to no longer be made under the permanent and pension schemes? Were there issues that you saw with the pension scheme?
Well, selamat pagi, first of all. This is a very important issue which affects the whole administration of the country. And my first point is that government should consult more with the public, with the civil servants, with QPEX, and all other interested parties. There are about 1.7 million civil servants. You can say maybe 10 million people who may be involved with their families. And so this is a vital issue. And I hope government will consult more. Well, prima facie, it looks reasonable because the present pension scheme is not sustainable. Are you with me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. It's not sustainable, so something got to be done about it. Hmm. I think some countries have already taken initiatives within the Commonwealth, like I think maybe New Zealand, and some other countries.
Yeah, Tatsuya, existing civil servants may also opt to switch to the new contractual scheme. Do you think many will take this up? And in fact, what do you understand by this new contractual scheme?
Frankly, my perception is that I don't think they will. Why would they? At the lowest levels, maybe their incomes are very low and make the private sector better off. But at the middle and high incomes, they've got reasonable salaries. After all, you must understand, people join the civil service not to make money. And that shouldn't be the case anyway. Mm. It was never the case before. But they join the civil service because there's a calling, there's a sense of mission. You become a priest or ulama not to make money, but to be able to serve God, King, country, that kind of perception. And so I don't think there'll be people moving out unless they are really getting a bad deal.
So Tan Sri, I mean, looking at Borhan Dollah contractual appointment, now he's saying that it would be dynamic and tailored for Generation Y. Now, do you agree? And you know, do you think that this is a good thing?
Well, you see, we are making the assumption that it will be helpful for Generation Y. But the question is, have we had a survey? Have we found out what they think? We shouldn't make the mistake of thinking for them, you know. Ask them, would they benefit from it? And tell the public, the taxpayers, look, we have a survey, and this is what they feel, and so we are adjusting. So there must be a two-way process of consultation, communication, and understanding and support. Otherwise, government will be running and making decisions without the support of the people, and that's very, very unhealthy.
Thank you so much, Tan Sri. And that was Tan Sri Raymond Navaratnam of ASLI. And I think he made a good point there because I think this assumption that Generation Y has certain traits, has certain preferences in regards to the job market, one has to wonder whether the government did actually conduct studies to confirm that before announcing that this measure is supposedly for the benefit of Generation Y.
Well, I think a lot of assumptions are made about what the young people want. But anytime
notably by people who are much older and not of the generation,
yeah, separated by two or three generations. But anytime you remove something which is permanent in nature and you replace it with something which is contractual in nature, it never sounds good. Even when you put the word "improved" in front of it.
So I think it all stems down to that issue, right? I mean, there is an increasing money being spent on pension, which is up to 28 billion. Yes. So that is something that the government wishes to address.
Yes, which even Tan Sri Raymond pointed out is not quite feasible in the long term.
Yeah. So, I mean, so now they're coming out with this proposal. So there is that option, isn't it, to have it, that both, perhaps. I mean, if you are able to, because there are those who are wanting to serve the government on the long run, and some may want to do it for a short term. And I think that's why the whole contractual proposal came about.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.